الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما الأعمال بالنيات، وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. A little extension and expansion on niyat. Few points which are very important, and to see the value of niyat. One is the instance of Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid, who is famous in the Ummat for her social welfare work, what she had done. The Nehre Zubaydah is famous, that when there wasn't water in Makkah Sharif, she had a canal dug in order to have water supplied. Today it's almost impossible for us to appreciate this. Water is very freely available in Makkah Sharif now. But when we were also young, even at that time, about 35, 40 years ago, it's not so long, that the hotel, they would tell you that please don't bath every day. We don't have sufficient water. And always you would have seen the water tankers at the hotels, and they are pumping water for the hotels. And before that, drinking water was also a problem. But now, alhamdulillah, it's very freely available. All the systems that they have got, and with technology, today water is very freely available in Makkah Sharif. In fact, in Arafat, in Mina, before it wasn't like that. Water was a big problem. At that time, she had a canal dug to supply water to Makkah Sharif. So anyway, when she had passed away, somebody had seen her in a dream, asked her, how did it fare? She said, Allah gave me a lot of ni'mats, a lot of great ni'mats Allah has blessed me with. Then they asked, was this because of all the social welfare work you did? She said, no, not for that. That all went to its partners, to the partners of Allah. And what she meant there, which comes in the Hadith Sharif, that any action that is done for Allah and for anyone else besides Allah also, Allah leaves that whole action to his partner. And Allah is Aghna Shuraka, the most independent partner. Partners in this world, they are such that whenever they sit to share their profits for the year, whatever it is, usually there are fights. And usually there is bitterness. Everyone wants a bigger chunk than what, not only what is due, but what he's supposed to get. He wants bigger than that. And he wants to push down his partner. He wants to get more. This is common. But Allah Ta'ala is that partner that you did little thing in, a little bit in partnership with Allah. Allah leaves it totally to his partner. Allah doesn't take anything from there. So, this was, Allah only knows what was the reality there with Zubaydah. Well, she must have done this all with ikhlas, sincerity. But usually, whenever a person does public work, in other words, he comes in the public, then little bit, somewhere along the line, things for name, fame, popularity, acceptance by people, people must praise, it creeps in. That is what she was perhaps referring to, that she did all that. But Allah is very forgiving also. But this is for us to take a lesson, that whenever we do public things, then somewhere along the line, a little bit creeps in, and Allah is that independent partner, that little bit also, 99% for Allah, 1% for anyone else besides Allah, then Allah leaves it to the partner. So we should be very, very careful about this. On this, Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, says that every person must have some such ibadat, whether it's nafil, mustahab, which nobody knows about whatsoever. Now, nobody should know about it. He says that will help you a lot on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, amal will all be according to sincerity. If there isn't sincerity, your whole life's tahajjud. And also tahajjud, you might be, there is another very big ploy of shaitan. He lets you do it with sincerity. And for a long period he lets you do it. But then one day, somewhere, he makes you speak about it. Now you accumulated all your ibadat of 10 years, 20, 30, 50 years. Now one day you exposed it. And why you exposed it? That they also, the listener and the other people must always make husnizan, think good about the person. He's encouraging us, that's why he told us. But the person himself must be very careful. If his niyat was just to show off that ibadah, that for so many years I'm making tahajjud, and the way to show it also is different. That for example, a person says one day to his friends, to whoever in his majlis, to the people he's speaking to, that 30 years I never had a problem to get up for tahajjud. Today I don't know what happened. In this way he exposed that I'm making tahajjud for 30 years. And that also depends on his niyat there. If he's just stating facts, it's different. But if he wants to make it known that I'm making tahajjud for 30 years, I'm making tahajjud for 50 years, so shaitan comes in different ways. So aman, some mustahab, some nafil, which nobody knows about, this will help a person, though it won't be faraz. The most value is of faraz, then is wajib, then is sunnat. But even the nafil and mustahab, done solely for Allah. So understand, let us understand the value of ikhlas. That we do with the niyat of solely pleasing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is very important. This I mentioned many times, the words of Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi. One friend of us, this is also how our friends listen. He said that, you said that we must do some amal solely only for Allah. Nobody must know, not even the wife must know. So the maid who works in the house, I give her some money and I don't let the wife know also about it. There is so lot fitna in there. And we know what is not happening everywhere. So the only place the poor chap could think of making some amal, which nobody knows about, not his wife also, is to give the maid secretly money. Her heart is going to get soft for you. And then you're going to exploit her, take advantage of her. Unfortunately, this is how we listen also. So, and also, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also. He says that when he passed away, somebody saw him in a dream. They asked him, how did it fare? How did it go? He said, alhamdulillah, Allah gave me huge, what ni'mat Allah has given. But my neighbor, who was just an ordinary person, a blacksmith, who works with iron, blacksmith, I see his position is higher than mine also. And Abdullah ibn Mubarak, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. And what a great sheikh, what a great muhaddith, what a great mujahid. 6 months he should do jihad, 6 months he used to teach hadith. Very, very pious, whole night ibadah. So that person was shocked and surprised, ordinary person, and he is higher than Abdullah ibn Mubarak also. So he went straight to that neighbor's house, and he asked the wife that your husband was so and so, yeah, and what should he do? I say, he was an ordinary person, he should just go like ordinary, make his namazes, nothing so special in him. Yes, but one thing I remember used to always say, that Abdullah ibn Mubarak is a very pious person. And the people love him very greatly. They give him so much tuhfa, tahayf, presents, gifts they give him in money, in kind. So he doesn't have to earn for his living. He's free. He's just making ibadat all the time. If I was also free like that, I should also have made ibadat like that. On this niyat of his, Allah gave him that position. And niyatul mu'min khayru min amalihi. The niyat of a mu'min is better than his amal also. So he had this niyat where Allah Ta'ala put him. But also another point of precaution which is very essential, like that now we all can start making big, big niyats. But are we true in our niyat or not? Like for example, one person is giving 1 million rand or is helping a whole masjid built by himself. Allah has given him. A poor person says, if I had so much money, I should also have a masjid built. But I haven't got, I can't give. Now that, how to know whether you are sincere and genuine in your niyat? Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained that the rich man is a multi-millionaire. For him to give 1 million is easy for him also. And he gave his million, he had a whole masjid built whatsoever. And the poor man, he is earning 2,000 rand a month. But he can give 20 rand. He can give 2 rands. Is he giving that much? That shows that you are sincere. Just to say that if I also would have done this. Like for example, like that neighbor, he said if I was also free. But now he was regular with his namaz. Perhaps he should be making his tahajjud 2 rakats, 4 rakats tahajjud. But he should do something. Not just that he's not even doing what he can do. What you can do, you must do. And then your niyat is that big niyat also. That is you are sincere. And then as Allah gives you, one thing that I've noticed also, normally, it's not for all. Normally, the more a person becomes richer, the more difficult it becomes for him to part with his wealth. It becomes more difficult. When he's not so rich, like poor people, it's very common. They share very easily with one another. Rich people don't share. They are all independent. And for them to part with their wealth becomes more difficult. Poor people, because they know their own condition. When we are in need, what it is like. Today so and so is in need, they help out that person. Rich person doesn't feel that. Because he's not in need. Allah has given him so much, he doesn't become desperate. So it becomes very hard for them. And also remember the instance of the battle of Tabuk. It was most probably, which was a very hard battle. Preparations were made extensively before the battle. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and he gave whatever he had. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, gave half. But in amount, the half was more than the whole amount of Hazrat Abu Bakr. But Hazrat Abu Bakr got 100% sawab. Hazrat Umar got 50% sawab. So our reward also is according to many people feel, I'm giving so much, I'm giving here, I'm giving there, I spend there. But work out for yourself, if you are sincere to yourself, what percentage of my money am I giving? Your 1%, somebody else might be giving only 10 rand, but a poor person. But his amount is 20%, 25%. And the other person is giving 5,000 rand, but his is 0.000%. So the sawab is according to our qurbani and our sacrifice. A person who will give like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give you in return. So we must see not really the amount I'm giving. And many times it's hard for us to give. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali makes it so easy that, first of all, zakat is only 2.5%. There are some Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who held the view, and some fuqaha also, that zakat is 100%. Because zakat is on hawlani hawl, on the whole year's money that stayed by you. 1 year passed, you didn't need the money, it's surplus money. So in their opinion, you don't need it. The 4 seasons have passed. You didn't need it in summer. You didn't need it in winter. A whole year has passed. So zakat is on that whole 100%. But you don't have to get worried. The fatwa is not on that. Otherwise people should have died. That if you have all my extra money, I must give it away. The fatwa and what is the rule is only 2.5%. Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah Ali used to say that Allah Ta'ala out of 100%, He only made the last limit of being stingy that He made for us. That if you don't even give that 2.5%, how stingy aren't you? That 97.5% of your extra, zakat is not in your basic needs, not in your house, not in your shop, the shop itself, merchandise of course, but also only what was 1 year by you. Zakat is only on that, not to what was less than a year. Yes, of course, there is detail. If you had 50,000 rand, 1 day before you normally give your zakat, and in this also we should remember, we must be very careful. We must calculate our zakat according to the Islamic year. And we must fix the date on which we are giving our zakat. For example, a person gives every year 15 Shaban. 14 Shaban, he sold one property and he got 2 million rand on that property. Zakat is wajib on that also. He's got 50,000 and he sold the property for 2 million. Though it only stayed 1 year, but 50,000 was the whole year by him. So zakat will be wajib on that also. Our shaykh, his mizaj, what he deduced from the shari'i and fiqhi masala. He said that 50,000 which made mujahada for a whole year, that 2 million didn't make mujahada for the whole year. It only stayed by you for 1 year. But Allah loved it so much that Allah accepted it also. And Allah, and this is, if you have understood, our niyat is akhirat, Allah's pleasure, then you'll be happy to give your zakat. Who is not happy? Where there is genuine love to give your wife a present. Who you love to give a present is very easy. And to go and pay a fine in the traffic department, you don't love the traffic department people. To pay a fine of 200 rand is a problem. But to give your wife a present of 2,000 rand, and you'll also say, this is nothing, I wish I could give you more. So where there is love, so to give zakat, if there is love for Allah, and you are giving it to somebody, but you are giving it for Allah, you are giving it to Allah, how much won't you enjoy to give that zakat? And now the 2 million, Allah accepted it also. Allah said zakat on that also. So if you stay with a person who made mujahada for 50 years, 60 years, your shaykh, whoever you got bad to, and you just came new, you'll get the benefit of it also. Because immediately, you just came 1 day still. You didn't spend the chilla also. You didn't spend 4 months also. You just came, and you will get the benefit of it also. So anyway, so the last limit of stinginess is that at least 2.5% you give. And Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali used to say also so very beautifully that Allah Ta'ala has given every person 2 eyes to see. And if you close your 1 eye, you can still see. And if Allah wished to, 1 eye was sufficient. He could put it in the middle, every person. And it shouldn't have looked odd. We all should have been looking like that. But why did Allah give 2 eyes? Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali explained, 1 eye is to see your own need. You have to walk, you have to drive, all your things what you have to do. And the other eye Allah gave you to see to the need of the poor people. But today we're using both eyes just for ourselves. Like a person we say wants to eat with both hands. With one hand earn, with one hand spend also. And spend also in such a way that nobody knows. And spend also freely. It comes clearly in the hadith. When a person opens his hands in spending, Allah opens his hands in giving. When Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali passed away, already the system of Nizamuddin was operating. How many people come and eat in Markaz Nizamuddin? Every day for lunch, supper. And when we were there for foreigners' breakfast, I don't know now, but the same thing in Raiwin, in Kakrel, all the Marakis. So when Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali passed away, good ulama advised Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah his son, now you must be careful in your spending. Because there's no income, there's no shops and no fixed income, nothing like that. How are you going to feed so many people? Immediately he said, the taking hand has changed. But the giving hand is still the same. It's still Allah is giving. The giving hand is the same. Only the taking hand is changed. Of course, there is a lot of difference in the taking hand. It depends how that hand is, Allah gives. So if you spend, Allah gives you also. And the Marakis, Tablighi Marakis, the Darul Ulooms, Dioban, Saharanpur, Pakistan, big, Bangladesh, 15,000 students. 12,000 students in one Darul Uloom. 3 times meals free of charge for the students. And then not only that, clothing also. They give them 2 pairs of clothes free of charge for the year. Not only that, bathing also. Their linen, their blankets, etc. That also 1 or 2 in the year they give free of charge. Where all this comes? And who are in charge? Maulanas. And what income the poor Maulana got? But when your niyat is to spend, Allah opens also, and then you can spend, and you can feed so many people. Otherwise, it's beyond our comprehension. So anyway, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that when you take out your zakat 2.5%, your assets came out on your zakatable assets 20 million. So, 2.5% will be whatever amount it comes to, but it's a big amount. 2.5% of 20 million, how much is it? Okay. Half a million. Now, half a million I must give zakat. You're finding it hard. But Hazrat says, just look. Don't look at the what's going. Look what Allah has kept back by you. 97.5%. 14.5 million is still by you. Oh no, 19.5 million is still by you. Only 500,000, half a million you gave. So, look at what is by you. Then you won't feel hard to give that zakat also. And also, in this, we are according to our niyat, Allahu Akbar. What doesn't Allah Ta'ala give? There is a family, today the children or the grandchildren, I think, Alhamdulillah, one of them came here, we meet them regularly in Karachi when we go. Their grandfather, they were in Makkah, they were in Delhi, and they were doing arms and ammunition. That was their business. So the time of partition of India and Pakistan, 1947, was a very hard time. And this family, wealthy family, and they were doing very good, roaring business. But the time of partition, they had to leave Delhi in such a condition that only with the clothes on their body. All their shops, all their bank balance, all their houses, everything had to be left. And it's very necessary for us, especially those who are Indians, to know our history. And what it was, for the people of Mozambique, know the history. When the time of communism came, and what was the condition there? People of Indian origin, know the history of Burma. Don't just sit on your, that we are living happily. How conditions came. And these are all recent in our times. 1947, Burma was in the 60s or 70s. Mozambique was in the 80s or 70s, 80s. How people's conditions change. Learn, know your history. It will make you appreciate. So anyway, so this family had to leave with only the clothes on their body. They came to Karachi and with nothing whatsoever. And this was also a great blessing that they reached safely to Karachi. Otherwise, how many got literally slaughtered on the way? The most of the path was through Punjab. And the Sikhs, when they saw a Muslim, they saw nothing but blood. Just to kill a Muslim. And they slaughtered how many Muslims at that time? So anyway, they reached safely. And then they had ordered one consignment of arms and ammunition from England. So they managed to contact them and inform them that we are no more in Delhi. That same consignment of ours, deliver it to us in Karachi now. We are here in Karachi. It came to them in Karachi, and soon Pakistan government was newly formed. They needed arms and ammunition. They bought that whole consignment. And they got paid out cash, and with a good price they got paid out. And this whole family got established again. But they say the reason for that is important. They should take, the grandfather was a very pious person. He should take out his zakat properly 2.5%. Another 2.5% lillah he should take out. Another 2.5% sadqah he should take out. And he should, one friend of ours in Swaziland who also, his zakat and his charity comes out to huge amounts. But he say, I don't wait for end of the year, then it's very hard. Every month I take out. I work out, forecast, and according to that, every month, and where he's paying ustads, wages, muazzins, seeing to the masjids, water and light, seeing to poor people, seeing to this people. This is all when, and then Allah is just increasing and giving him also. So, every month he takes out. Then in Ramzan, he just makes the adjustments. Did I overpay? No problem. Underpaid? Just pay that little bit. So by this niyat of giving in the path of Allah, then see how much Allah Ta'ala gives us. One friend of ours who is sitting here also, mashallah, he works out also, or he works on 1% on his total turnover, not on the profits, on his turnover, and he gives regularly also. And according to other people, are very rich, but the amount he gives, there are some people, yeah, in Azadville there was one brother. I'm just forgetting who it was now. But any case, people, when the collection, people come for collection, they say he gives like a businessman. Whereas he was just a wage earner. But he gives like a businessman. Allah gave him that heart. So people, even that 1%, it works out a big amount. But he gives it. Otherwise, people with big, big businesses, they can't part with their money and they can't give. So niyat is very, very important. How we make our niyat, Allah Ta'ala gives us also accordingly. And then just the niyat alone is not enough. Together with that niyat, practically how much we can give. What shaitan will come and tell you, which comes in the hadith and in the Quran, in the hadith, that if you want to give a big amount, shaitan will whisper in your ear that you are giving for name and fame. People must talk, this man gave so much. So he keeps you back that you mustn't give. Like one person, they went for collection. So he gave a very huge amount, gave a check. So they told him, sign it also. No signature on the check. So he says that what you give, your left hand must not know what your right hand gave. So I can't put a signature. And so then otherwise people will know that is this man who gave. Now what's the check worth without a signature? So the shaitan will put that. If you want to give a small amount, shaitan will put in your mind and people will tell you, shaitan will come in the form of people. Even the collectors sometimes, they are shaitans who come in the form of collectors. What they will tell you, the receipt is more expensive than what this amount you are giving. To have this one receipt printed costs more money. So in this way, they also, they deter a person. But a person should give in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And the more you give, the more barakat you will get. And also, where shaitan also deceives us, that today we don't know who to give. So who are you going to give? You make some hila, some plan, and you don't give anyone. And zakat also, a famous instance, one rich man who wanted to give his money, he went out with an amount of money, and till today, mashallah, they are the Arabs, what we know, there must be many other people also, but what we know, in the Haram of Mecca and Haram of Medina, they come with huge amounts of money in their bags. And who they feel, they just put into his lap, 10,000 riyal. 5,000 riyals, 20,000 riyals. So they just give like this. So one rich man like this wanted to give. In fact, very recently now, in one of the Arab newspapers, Arab News, or one of the Arab newspapers, one mother in Jeddah, she was making dua every day. And this is dua. We just make dua casually, now and then. Or just lightly we make the dua, or for a few times, few days, and we say nothing is happening, we stop making the dua. In fact, how one of our friends says, that when we make dua and we wipe our hands, then bazubane hal, that is, what the condition of wiping, we are saying, wajidna ma talabna, that what we asked for, we got it already. No, you have to, Allah wants, and who Allah loves, Allah wants that person, how a child, begs from the mother, this side, that's what excuses they make. And you enjoy what they are saying. Funny, funny things they are saying, the little children. And you enjoy like that who Allah loves. And what you are saying in your dua to Allah, Allah enjoys it. So Allah keeps you more. Like in your shop, if the customer comes, who you have got no real connection with or any feeling for, you serve him immediately, send him away. But somebody comes who you got some feeling for, connection with, then you to order a cup of tea also. And then you sit and talk also. You don't just give it to send him away like that. So who Allah likes, Allah keeps that person also. Now you are getting up for tahajjud also. And now you are asking Allah Ta'ala at tahajjud time, various, and in various ways, and Allah loves it. So He keeps you there in order that you must ask. So in this way, a person should beg of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Allah loves it. So, what was I saying? That in the Arab news, Jazakum Allah Khairan. That this lady, she was making every day dua at iftari time with her children. Poor family, that Ya Allah give us a house, and a house where there is a river flowing. Give us a beautiful house there. Ramzan Fini, and her husband used to laugh at her. You asking for a house? Where are you going to get a house? We poor people, out of the question, where we can afford a house? And the prices in Saudi for a house, what the prices go at? But she was convinced, I'll ask my Allah will give it to me. Whole month passed, he made a joke out of her after Ramzan, you got your house. She carried on 6 rozas of Shawwal, she kept. And with her children, again she used to make dua. And after the sixth roza finished, the next day, asr time, after asr, her husband came. And he came beaming, his face was shining. And he now realized, he said, I made asr namaz, and after namaz, I came out. And one man came to me, we got a house in Riyaz. And where there is a beautiful house, mansion. Two sections, one my parents stay, and the other is empty. And I got plenty properties. And I made niyat, that the first person I meet after asr namaz, I'm going to give this house to him. And I was so happened to be that person. It was not that I happened to be, Allah made it that he was that person. And he gave him that house. And then they insisted they want to pay for it. So he said, no, I made my niyat, I'm giving it away free. They insisted they want to pay. They collected money, about 8,000 riyals, about 25,000 rand. They gave him that amount. And there they got their house. So this is how Allah wants that you beg of Allah. You cry continuously, not just casually now and then. I made dua, my duas are not accepted. How that must I make sabr? I can't make sabr. Sabr is still maut. Dua is still maut. And duas are definitely accepted. If not here, by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So anyway, niyat has got a great, great effect on a person. So niyat we must make. And in niyat there must be ikhlas. That's part of niyat. Usually we mix the two up. They are two separate things, but they overflow. Niyat and sincerity are two different things. And in your niyat there must be sincerity. And a simple way to understand this, a person made whole life namaz. Hajj, Umrah he's going for, but no sincerity. All that amal are zero. And 0 plus 0 equals to 0. And 100 zeros plus 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 equals 0. Because no sincerity. If you have sincerity, you're doing it for one Allah. Now you did one amal, 10. Another amal, 100. And which was otherwise 0 without doing it for Allah. Another 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, million. The value just increases. In niyat, there must be sincerity also. We don't make niyat. So where are we going to think of sincerity also? A person, perhaps your whole life you taught in a Darul Uloom. So many hafizas you made. The famous story which we have heard many times, that person who made 3 hajj, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi, and those years hajj, when a person used to go from his village, and then the whole village should get invited. His haji sahib is going, there is a haji. And in those days, those who will remember, here in South Africa also, Hajj was a big, big thing. Anyone going for Hajj was a big thing. And it was a big issue. But today, Alhamdulillah, it has been. Now in those days, when hardly anyone was going, and whoever went for Hajj, he got a title, Haji Sahib. Everyone knew him, he's Haji Sahib, because he went for Hajj. Nobody was going for Hajj. Anyone kept a beard, he was called Dari, or Bartman. That he got a beard. Nobody used to keep beard. Today, Alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal, conditions have changed tremendously. We must make shukr and it must increase. So in those days, this person went for Hajj. And then the whole village comes and see him off at the bus stop. And they pack all their ghee, their flour, their sugar, everything they're taking it with for when they're going for Hajj. And they used to go by shaf. Now they come to the bus stop, load it all on the bus. Now he's gone, for example, to Lahore station. Half the town people, village people will go back, half will go and see him off at Lahore station. From Lahore station, half will go back, the other half will go and see him off till Karachi. Now in Karachi, now Hajj preparation should start. Making of your passport, Hajj passport, only for Hajj is better. And all the preparation. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the opportunity to work in Sabu Siddiq Musafir Khana in Bombay on the Hajis. I don't know if still this effort carries on, tabligh effort. On the Hajis they used to work. Person doesn't know kalima, forget labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, talbiya, that is far. He doesn't know kalima, he's going for Hajj. Now this effort, mashallah, Jamaat people should make on the Hajis. So all that effort should take place at the Musafir Khana. All his preparations, the paperwork is being done. Then 7 days by boat. And according to the season, and normally that sea is a rough sea. The amount of spewing, vomiting, etc. And customs at Jeddah then, at the port, was really qiyamah. Those officers that bag of flour, they'll just poke their knife in it to see what is it. And your whole bag is now torn, ripped off. And your ghee can, they just push that knife into there to check whether it's ghee. What happened now? All your condition. Then they should go by camel back to Makkah Sharif. And the Bedouins used to waylay them. They used to rob them on the way. What? And that was a few days to get to Makkah. From Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif again by camels. Not all, the later was buses. Buses. All that old, not this aircon buses, luxury buses. Those, in those buses we also traveled. But those days in the camels, and some South Africans made Hajj like that also. Anyway, from around, so this Haji Sahib is gone like that. Now after making 3 Hajj like that, and then when a visitor came, he told his son, or he told his worker, that bring Zamzam of my 3rd Hajj and give this visitor. So in that one sentence, 3 Hajj, he exposed it. And for the sake of exposing, to let him know, I'm not a Haji, I'm not a double Haji, I'm a triple Haji. We were in Madagascar, and one person, we had program, and mashallah, Jamaats were also there. So one person I took a liking to, and we happened to sit together to eat also. We were talking, so I asked him, like, in our discussion, he said that he 52 Hajj he made. Every year he goes 52 Hajj. Just after that, one person told him to pass something. He said, Chacha, give me that. He said, not Chacha, Haji sa. So if he wants to make it known that I'm 52 Haji, then if his niyat was to expose it, to make it known that I'm a Haji Sahib, I'm not a Chacha, I'm not just an ordinary man, then all that in one sentence you lose it. So niyat has to be made, and it must be looked after also. And the thing is, it's not only that our iman and our amal which we have got, really we have to be so concerned, it must remain with us till maut. The story of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, the incident is famous, that at his maut time, he's saying all the time, Abhi nahi, not now. Not yet, not yet, yet. When he, and he became unconscious. When he gained consciousness, his children, his son asked him, that Abba, what is this, not yet, not yet, not yet. You have to be reading Kalima at this time. He says, Shaitan is telling me, Ahmad, you are gone out of my clutches. You got saved. You are going to Jannah. I tell him, not yet, till that last breath doesn't come out with Iman. This is important. Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabbagh, rahmatullah alayh, is a very great, great Sufi wali of recent times. He says that he compares our Iman with the flame of a candle. And at the time of maut, the winds are blowing. If that flame of yours is not strong, then at the time of maut, shaitan, what hamla, attacks he makes, he will make so much of attacks to put off that flame. And if iman is to go off before we die, and you go without iman, there is no greater disaster than that. There is no other disaster. This is a disaster, the worst disaster, if a person has to go without iman. And what are those winds that blow? Our gunas. It's not some other winds which are not in our control. Our gunas. When once I told our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali that I get very worried about maut, how maut will come, and that what will happen to us. He say, why are you making badgumani with Allah Ta'ala? Why are you having evil thoughts of Allah Ta'ala? A friend is not a friend that when you need him, he leaves you alone. Allah is that friend, but make friendship with Allah. If you did not make friendship of Allah, the mu'min, there are 3 categories of people generally. One are the non-believers, they are a group of their own. May Allah save us totally now, and especially at the time of maut from that group. Then there are the believers, there are 2 groups of believers. Those who are do amal also, righteous deed, and they commit sins also. And no tawbah from the sins also. They just carry on. They don't even think how many gunas, big gunas we're making. We don't think of it as a sin. Our eyes, looking at other women. How many of us, we don't look after the wife. We don't fulfill the rights of the wife. There is a big guna, or a big sin. Our children, how many big sins? And we bear thoughts about other people. A person is in i'tikaf. Somebody comes in and you have a bad thought about the person. One is to bear eyes for other women. That is also haram. Worse than that is to look down upon somebody. You are not on the streets looking at the filthy woman. You are in the masjid. And here some Allah's wali walks in. And you are thinking bad about the person. And who knows who is Allah's wali, who is not Allah. To think bad of any person. So all these gunas, they are that winds that blow at the time of maut. And if we did not block, we didn't close the door. It's like sometimes winter cold day, we tell somebody, who left the door open? That these winds are blowing. So the winds which are blowing at the time of maut, you didn't close the door. You didn't make tawbah. Now those winds are blowing. If we made tawbah, insan is insan. He is going to err. He is going to make mistakes. But tawbah is necessary. And Allah gave us tawbah. In fact, the ustad of Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, Imam Isfirani rahmatullah alayh, 30 years he made dua to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, make me such that I don't commit any guna. Make me ma'asum. After 30 years, Allah informed him and told him that, Ustad of Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, I haven't just kept one door to come to me. I made two doors. So if you can't come through the one door, that you can't save yourself from sin, you are human, you do make mistakes. We do err, we do make errors. Come in from the other door. That is the door of tawbah. And the person who makes tawbah of his gunas, Allah regards him like that person who never committed a guna. At-ta'ibu min adham kama la dhamba lah. And at-ta'ibu nuzzilu maqam al-muttaqeen. The people who make tawbah, they will be regarded like muttaqi, like they made no guna. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi says, you are traveling somewhere, you want to go by South African Airways, there is a big window there. Tickets they are selling, long queue. But there is another window, Mango, they are selling cheap tickets. But small window, you can't come from this window, come from there. Your object is to reach your destination. So you can't go with a big airline, go with a small airline. But you will reach where you want to reach. So just like that, if you can't come as a muttaqi, come as a ta'ib, a person who makes tawbah and reach Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. From where was this news? Ji. Three groups. So the two groups are those people who do righteous deeds and who make guna also. So they will go through justice. And the other group who became the friends of Allah. For them, not justice, kindness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's kindness and Allah's favors and Allah's generosity pours on them in this world already. Like just one hadith which I came across very recently, a person like this who became a friend of Allah. And that is why we are here. That must be our niyyah. What is our islah? Our islah is we become the friend. The minute your heart is cleaned, Allah comes in that heart. His sifat come into that heart. And you're a friend of Allah. That person in this world, the malaika, they make dua for that person. It comes clearly in the hadith that one of the great sahabi, radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Darda, radiyallahu anhu, one sahabi. So another sahabi told him, I see that when you enter your house, farishtas are making you salam. When you sit down, farishtas make you sit down, make you salam, and make everything, farishtas everywhere with you. He says, no problem, you can also have it. What was the ayah? يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. Allah also sends salams on you. The farishtas are what you making you salam all the time. Your whole life they are guarding you. They are seeing to your work. Today I got this work. They are already making all the arrangements. Like for example, a very rich man, a king, he is going somewhere. They clear the road also for the cavalcade of his cars. They clear the road. Farishtas will clear your, no accidents for you today. No delays on the road for you. Nothing. They do all your work for you. At the time of maut, that hadith that I referred to, then when you die, Allah appoints two angels, farishtas, to make ibadat by your qabr till Qiyamah's day. And all that sawab credited in your account. to become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. That person at the time of maut, Allah won't allow shaitan to come near you. He will be kept at a distance. He won't be allowed. You got no guna, no winds of guna blowing to put off your iman. In fact, for you, Allahu Akbar, this great one, Alim, who fought in the battle of Shamli, he was seen his whole life, used to lick his lips. Somebody asked him, he said, in that battle, who of us were going to become shaheed? The Hurul Een of Jannat came down with the goblets of Jannat and the drinks of Jannat. And they were putting it to everyone's mouth while he was living stuff. So that now the sword falls on you, the bullet hits you, it means nothing, it's a dead body. And one of them put it to my mouth also. Another one said, he is not from amongst those who are becoming shaheed today. So she took it away. That one drop what I got on my lip, my whole life I still lick it and I get the enjoyment, that's why. So what is that? What is the maut of a wali of Allah Ta'ala? In the qabr, what would it be? On the day of Qiyamah, they will be moving around freely. Or they will be sitting under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So this is what we have to do. So anyway, in niyat is very important and we can reach that stage with our niyat also. May Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate this great ibadat of niyat. There are certain ibadats very great, but they are not in front of us. Niyat is one of them. It's a very great ibadat. Another one is the shafa'at of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many of us make dua. Who of us make dua that Allah accept my duas in the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the honor of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's a guaranteed way to get your duas accepted. Durood Sharif is such a great ibadat. We are unmindful of it. We don't realize the value. So many, we know all types of businesses. What we're not doing business, we know those businesses. But indeed, we don't know these business. And these are hal adullukum ala tijaratin. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minin anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.